Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is David with Local Splash.
What's up, brother? I was just leaving you a message on the other line. Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm sorry. You kind of broke up. What was that, partner?
No, no. No, I was just saying I was just leaving you a message on your answering machine, on your voicemail, or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Talk to me, my brother. How can I help you?
We started an insurance company here in New York. Jason's,
Okay. Gotcha. I'm speaking with Kevin.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and get you pulled up, see what we can offer you. Now, Kevin, what's the home base for your business? The zip code?
Hold on a second. Moving around a lot. This is a new office for me. Let me see. It's Don Jones.
Okay, and you said that you're doing insurance adjustments, or are you offering insurance policies? Talk to me a little bit about.
Yeah, we're offering policies. We're an insurance brokerage.
Okay, gotcha. Let me run some searches here and see what we can offer in the area. Just bear with me. See, Jason, it gave me a little bit about the company, but not too many details, right? So I'm just going to start doing my research right now and see everything that we got for you.
Okay.
Now, the insurance that you offer is home insurance, car insurance, both?
I have to acquire more carriers right now. Like, I'm in the process of getting more appointments. Uh-huh. That's where I'm at. So Jason was saying that it'd be best to have, because he was in the insurance business, not for a long time. He's got a lot more experience mm-hmm. than I do. So he was saying that best thing to do is have the website up and running. I have like a couple of people I'm appointed with, but I'd like to get a lot more. But right now it's just like one carrier I have.
Okay. So let's see here. And with that one carrier, I mean, what are you guys offering as far as insurance needs go?
Like we've been doing, PLIs and, like BOPs, like just business, basically business insurance.
Okay. So you're offering business insurance.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'd like to get into trucking and some other stuff stuff like that.
So here we go. Now, what's the name of your insurance business?
Strategic Insurance.
Strategic, okay. Go ahead.
I think our website is Strategic Insurance NY.
Okay, I see stratinsureco.com, Strategic Insurance Partners, Consultations, About Us, New York.
Strategic Insurance NY. It was like it's a GoDaddy website. It's strategicinsuranceny.com.
Okay, the one that I'm finding here is listed under phone number 631-933-1150, Strategic Insurance NY.
Pardon, David, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so the one that I'm finding right now, it's, let me get back to that phone number. It's listed under
631-933-1150,
is that it?
I have a lot of phone numbers. 631-933-1150. Yeah, right. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So here's what we can do for you. We're going to bring some major value to your business, and here's why. And the reason why I had these questions right out the gate was so I could do research in the area and see what we can do for you, right? Now, the biggest thing is you're always going to want to be activated on the Google network, per se, right? Websites are great, but we all want traffic to the website. There's no point in paying $20,000 for a website if no one's going to see it, right? Unless they know the name of your website. So what we do for you is whenever anybody uses any of the keywords, terms, or phrases within your service area, not only will they find you on Google and Bing as a first page option, but they will see your websites. They'll be able to click the call. And at this flat rate, you will have unlimited clicks and unlimited calls. So they'll be able to research your website, you know, even get quotes, give you phone calls, things like that. And it's all going to be done off that first page of Google, right? So the main benefit of that is that's how everybody's shopping nowadays. You know, if they don't know who to get for their insurance company, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to either go and Google it, they're going to ask Alexa, Siri, or they're going to go to Facebook and they're going to ask their friends for some suggestions. We even got that area covered because with this same umbrella, what we do is we are data service providers for Google and Meta. So if anybody goes and types in for a suggestion like, hey, I just set up my new business. Does anybody know insurance providers? Go ahead and tag them for me. As soon as that suggestion is typed into their newsfeed, they're going to get hit with a retargeted ad. So the ads that we're placing for you on a monthly basis will show up organically in their timeline because they're in your service area. So we recommend your company to them when they're looking for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all of this rate right here, with you and Jason coming in together, you guys would come in and sit at a discounted rate. Both of y'all would sit at $249. That'd be month to month. That would include your website hosting, all your updates. We'd add some AI chatbots in there to go ahead and greet your customers. Any conversation they start and have will be transmitted to you right through your Google Business Analytics dashboard, okay? What that dashboard is going to do for you is show you every keyword and phrase you listed for. It'll show you how you're ranking in all the areas we have you listed for. It's a CRM for all your new customers. So as they call you, at the end of every week, you'll see you had 9 new leads, 11 new leads. You can open it, look at the phone numbers, even play back the call if you'd like, right? You have access to the website if you want to move anything around or do any coding, if you're into that. And if not, we always aim to be your white glove service anyway. So we'll take care of all that for you, right? Now, you do have 24/7 customer support with us. You'll always be able to get in contact with somebody within our company. And as far as me, I'm the director here, and I'm available Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, right? But at that rate right there, the return on investment is pretty phenomenal because if we can bring you just one customer a month, that's going to cover your Google listing and your optimization, and everything else after that is going to be profit for you, right? And at the end of the day, that's the only way that we're going to be able to keep you, is with the return on investment. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay, so, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So, like, so Jason, you know, he knows a lot about insurance. I am very computer illiterate. I do understand marketing. I do understand the way the modern world works, you know, business. I'm lucky that I have a very good network of, like, people I could talk to, but still, you know, this is something Jason is just, like, telling me I need. So, as far as my brain gets it, so it pushes the traffic, like, it will push people to our website specifically, to our services, and they'll even be able to get quotes and maybe even get, you know, some business through us without us even engaging them.
Yeah, because through the website, we're able to go ahead and put all that information, right? If you want to do quotes online, things like that, we can go ahead and get that enabled for you. We can even take payments through the website, and there is no transaction fees associated with it, right? So we're able to set that out for you.
So, David, like, I don't have any social media right now. Would you guys help set that up, or how would that work? Like,
absolutely.
That's what Jason was talking about.
Yeah. So if you don't have a Facebook business profile yet, you have one of two options. You can go just open a generic page by attached on its own, right? You just open it under the business name and then grant us access as a manager. Or we would go in and we're going to place $100 every month from that payment that you make right into the ad budget. Now, those ads go at 50 cents to a dollar, so we're able to effectively use them all month long, right? So we'll build your following, we'll re-engage your customers, and any other social medias that you open that are related with Meta, such as like Instagram, you can always just share those right over because they're all connected, right? So no big deal. And if you're not into setting it up, we'll set it up for you. That's not a problem either. You know, we'll set that up and we'll get it running and all that's done within the first 7 to 14 days.
All right. Like I said, Jason is really the one pressing for this. I'm more of like a word of mouth kind of guy. I've like lived all over, you know, so I got like a good, you know, I'm very good with just calling the people on my phone, but, you know, Jason is, someone who I'm deferring to for this industry. So, I guess, yeah, we'll go ahead and get something set up with you. What would it cost? Like if I didn't go with Jason, I mean, I'm not nitpicking either way. I'm just interested. Like with the price,
yeah, for sure.
You had a range.
Yeah, so yeah, without Jason, what you'd be looking at today as an initial investment would be $399. It would be your initial programming and setup fees, which are $99, and then your ongoing monthly rate would sit at $299. So in this case, you have that initial setup fee waived, and you have your ongoing monthly rate reduced at the amount of $50. So, you know, at the end of the year, you save some money on your advertisement.
Okay. So, and the name of, excuse my ignorance here. He just said David. You got to talk to David. Mm-hmm. What's the company's name?
Oh, our company name is Local Splash. And check this out. I'm going to send you over all the info that Jason has on us, you know, and pretty much how we got started with Jason. So that way you can really see before we get started what you'd be looking at your day to day. So the first one.
He told me, so like, as like, there's not many people who are awarded like a Google badge. Where they're able to, you know, basically have true verification that they work with the company and everything. So he's saying that you guys are one of the few accredited with that, you know, desertion that makes you stand out so that, you know, you can, that you're a company that we could go to that would actually push us to the front of the line in terms of, you know, just who sees us.
For sure. Now, he's absolutely right. Right now, what he's talking about is the Google guarantee, right? Now, Google guarantee, that's a separate service. Now, that's a paper qualified lead service, and Google guarantee, well, it's Google made that program themselves specifically for industries that are like service industries. Right. So electricians, HVAC, plumbers, locksmiths, things like that to kind of help with their accreditations. Now, for your industry in specific, like the insurance industries, things like that, what they do is these flat rate programs that are going to activate you and keep you within that first page and make sure you're able to go ahead and bring in those customers without having to worry about a pay per lead. Now, what we're going to do right out the gate is you're first going to get all the information that we'll need to get you verified on Google. Right. So some of that information can be like business license, proof of it, any insurances you have for the company. And sometimes it'll be like a business card. If you have, well, obviously with an insurance agency, I'm sure you have a building, like a commercial building for it. Right. Cause customers are going in to see you.
We're in a brick and mortar place. Yeah.
Yeah. You got brick and mortar for it. So what they'll do is they'll either ask for, you know, a picture from the front sign, things like that. We're going to submit all those for you to make sure you get verified on Google. Right. So that's kind of a little bit of what he was talking about there, but the Google guarantee, absolutely. That is a program that's out there. The only thing is they don't offer Google guarantee for the insurance agency because you guys are already pretty much verified. Right.
Okay. So I have a question just as far as like the service goes. Again, I'm like really deferring to others on this.
Yeah, for sure.
So
any questions you got?
Just on the number, so we lock in on $249. Like, say I wanted to stop the service, how much would that cost me, and how would that affect Jay, and what would that be?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? So with our company, Kevin, there is no cancellation fees or contracts. So as long as you let us know 3 days before your next billing cycle, you're never charged. It would not affect Jason in any way. It's not going to affect, you know, any type of services we offer him or anything like that. I mean, you guys are coming in as individual companies. You're just coming in on a group rate, right? Does that make sense?
It does. So, okay. So it's a very intelligent business model you guys have there.
Yeah, and honestly, that's why I chose this business. So I'm in my 40s, right? Me and Jason, we've had some great conversations because we see eye to eye on a lot of things, right? So, you know, just a little bit about me. When I first came out of high school, I attended UTSA, right, for business. And then from there, I kind of went into scaling businesses. And I started with selling Yellow Pages, the original phone books that were chopped off on the driveway. You know, I don't know how old you are, but maybe you remember, right? We sat down with the business owner.
Actually, no, a guy was instrumental in, like, making all that happen, an older Indian gentleman. So, yeah, no, I'm totally well acquainted with it.
For sure, right? So we sat down. We had a cup with Joe. We shook hands. He'd leave with a full page. He was good for the year. Times kind of changed, right? So what me and Jason were talking about is kind of how the times change and what are the new techniques, right? And when you think about how you shop, Kevin, in anywhere you're at and you need anything at all, what's the one way you're going to find it? Google, right? You'll punch in an address 10 hours away and just hit go. You've never been there, but you know at the end of the 10 hours, you're going to get to your destination because you trust Google. So what we're doing is partnering with specific companies because you don't partner with everybody because there's not enough room, obviously, on the first page in every industry. We've partnered with the specific companies. We bring them to the forefront. And until they decide to let go of their listing, are other companies able to come up into those areas? So that's why a lot of these companies, they'll receive calls and then they won't hear any calls for a while. In your case, it's your very first time coming into the digital world. So you're going to notice after this, you're going to get calls from different types of companies, right? For digital advertisements, things like that. We're going to have a very specific algorithm attached to your business's name. So that way, whenever anybody's searching for those names and phrases, you're going to be found, right? And what happens is when customers go too diverse, they end up falling off of everything, right? So it's always better to solidify your digital marketing effort into one company that will hit all your avenues. That way you stay covered in all your areas. Because really it's about the customers that you don't know. We know the customers you do know. You have a great word of mouth. You've been able to sustain and open up and be where you're at now because of people you know. Now, what about all those extra customers that have no idea who you are? Because they're out there, right? Nobody knows everybody. Well, we're going to bring them to you.
You're a good salesman. All right. I guess it's going to get Jay pushing more for me. What do I got to do to get you paid today? And, when does that start? And if I did want to cancel, when would that?
Yeah. So here's how it works, right? First, we're going to get some specifics, right, on the account. So I'm going to get your hours of operation, everything we're going to list on your Google business profile. We're going to get the areas you want to service, all that kind of stuff, right? Then we'll go to in what's called a voice verification. It takes about a minute at best, but it's going to outline your payments, like when they're due, and also your cancellation, which we already went over, which is 3 days. But we go through it so that way you have it on file, and then we'll send it out to you, right? It's for your protection so you know exactly how everything works. And that way you have it on file for you. And then from there, we'll schedule your onboarding call. And that's going to be tomorrow. You're going to be available tomorrow morning?
What time?
You tell me. Let me see what I got on the schedule. Give me a sec. Okay. So we're on Pacific Standard Time. We're in California. So we are, that's 3 hours behind you guys?
Three hours
5 o'clock right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're in New York. That's right. You're in New York, but you're still way on the other side. So yeah, it's 3 hours. So you're at.
It's 3 hours. No, I lived in Nevada. I lived in Los Angeles. So, you know, it's three for sure.
Okay. So then the first thing we have available would be 7 a.m. That would put you at 10 a.m. And then we have everything available from there.
You know, do me, like 11 o'clock.
11 a.m. Okay. Now give me a good email address for you.
Kevin, actually, I'm going to give you the one I have set up for the business.
Perfect. This one's going to be the one, it's going to be for your calendar invite. You'll see myself, yourself, and then you're going to see our client onboarding team on the invite as well. It's going to go right to your calendar.
Okay. So, Kevin at Strategic Insurance NY.
Okay, it's just Kevin at Strategic Insurance NY. Right?
Yes. .com.
.com. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, the next thing we got to do is, what are our hours of operation? Your brick and mortar, what are your hours you're operating?
I mean, we sometimes really late, sometimes really early. I don't want to put it
Even though you're working late, I mean, what are the hours that you want customers to be able to walk in, and your hours of operation that you're going to take people to walk in, and, you know, new customers, things like that?
Ten to five.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
We could change it, right? Dr. Cole, you could just change it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you want to update the hours, you want to open up earlier or later or close earlier or later, for sure. You just give us a call and we'll change them out for you however you want them.
All right. So Monday through Friday for now, I guess.
Okay. And then on the weekends, we're close? Are we doing appointment only? Are you accepting phone calls?
I do appointment only. And we would accept phone calls, I guess.
Okay. Now, if you want to update these, because once, I'm telling you, once you get going and you're finding yourself on that first page, your phone's going to be ringing, right? Because, I mean, people are Googling all the time. I just searched how many times within a 10-mile radius we had 1,832 for just business insurance near me within a 10-mile radius, right? So we're going to open you for 50. So expect the phone calls. Just if you need to adjust these hours, you let me know. Now, on Sunday, are we closed? Are we taking phone calls? Are we still appointment only?
I don't know. I guess we're going to see how this goes. I might change how I do things. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, I'd say close.
Okay. Yeah, most typically insurance companies are closed on Sunday anyway, in all honesty. Okay. Now let's speak service areas. Are you good with the 50-mile radius from a home base? Is there any certain areas that you want to make sure that we're targeting? Anything like that?
50 miles. I'm trying to think, like, is New York City past that? Yeah, real quick. David, how many did you say look for business insurance near me within, like, a 50-mile radius of us?
It was 1,822 searches within a 10-mile radius.
1,800 and what?
22.
1,822 searches.
Mm-hmm.
Within a how many mile radius of us?
10 mile radius.
10 mile radius, and how and what time duration?
30-day period.
And a 30-day period.
And that's on average. Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Oh, that's very good.
So,
for 10 miles, especially considering we open the radius. I mean, really think about this. Every single person that's on the expressway, every person you drive by, every neighborhood you go into, if anybody in that area pulls out their phone and searches business insurance or any of the other keywords, you're going to pop up. You're going to have an opportunity at that profit, right? And that's what we're doing for you.
Okay, yeah, no, this sounds good.
Okay, so then we have, okay, yeah, we're getting back to our radius here. We got to get to the deal happen area.
So I'm just trying to see, like, would I like to have a New York City encompassed if I could?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want New York City, just let me know. I want to make sure I have New York City. If you say, hey, I want all the boroughs, hey, just let me know. I'll put everything in there, and then on our onboarding call, we go through all the details.
Yeah, no, if I could do from, like, the Hamptons to, like, I don't know, New Rochelle, like West, like just basically from the Hamptons past New York City, like New York City to the Hamptons.
Okay. So New York City to the Hamptons. Perfect. Right.
Hey, buddy, I'm coming home. Relax, buddy. My dog is on.
Yeah. So, look, these are some of the guys that are. Oh, no, let me see. Yeah, this is Brentwood.
Hey, relax, homie. What?
Apple Insurance Agency. Okay, sorry. I've stumbled a little bit of stature in the area, so I was just checking them out. All right. Kevin Bernstein, Kevin Strategic Industries. All right. We have our hours of operation. Now we're going New York City to Hamptons.
Is there places where we're better off not advertising over others, like due to certain, you know, competitions in the area? Or...
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's never really due to certain competitions. Really, the reason why we would turn off certain areas is for the businesses that do house calls, right? Some of my business owners, they'll tell me flat out, like, hey, please don't send me into, like, for instance, they'll name one of the boroughs, right? I won't pick out one of them, but they'll name one out. They'll say, don't send me in there past, you know, like 7 p.m., something like that. You know what I mean? And we kind of, you know, we'll turn off advertising in those areas at certain times because it's very targeted. What we do is very targeted. So if you want to be in certain areas, that's where we're going to put you. If you don't, we make sure you're not. You know what I mean? The only thing is when it comes down to the Google local maps, obviously they're going to be able to find you in those areas because you're going to rank very high. Now, what we're not going to do.
So for instance, like, you know, so we're in Long Island and, you know, there's a lot of pretty wealthy people out here, a lot of pretty wealthy people in downtown. I have like a lot of friends like throughout the five boroughs. You know, one of my friends is Latino. I'd like to get him to come work for me. He might be from those boroughs or whatever that are, you know, just if it's that targeted, you know, that maybe basically saying it might create a whole job for him is how targeted you could be.
I'm sorry, you cut off right there at the very end. I heard you say how targeted you could do, and then it just kind of buzzed out.
What you were saying is usually it's people cut off for certain areas for certain times or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? You said, so, but I could, you know, turn on for, like, say I have people in, like, uptown Manhattan or, like, the Bronx, for instance. Like, you know, I have an agent that wants to work those areas. I could have incoming calls still coming in.
Absolutely. So, yeah, definitely. So if you want to be in those areas because you have somebody to work those areas, for sure. You know what I mean? That's the benefit of this program is that it's very targeted. You know, we can either do it or not do it, just depending on your preference.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there's definitely going to be more input from both of my partners. I'm just, I'm just trying to go along this as best I can right now.
For sure. And then when we go through the onboarding call, if you want to have any of the partners or if you would like to list anybody here as an authorized user, one of your partners, they want to call in, we can answer any of their questions. You know, we can help them out with any of the information as well. You know, you just give me their information and I'll make sure I'm taken care of.
Yeah, so I'd like to have one of my partners is very, very busy. Like, he does a lot of different kinds of businesses. So it's just catching him at the right time. I called you now just because Jay told me to call him now. So I called you now, you know. Jay, I can get easier than the other guy, but I definitely want to have both for the conversation. So I said 11 o'clock tomorrow. I still have to really clarify that. Is there a way that I can, you know, let me just...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, no worries about that 11 a.m., right? Because what I'll do is I schedule it and it'll be tentative, right? So say we get to 11 a.m. and you're not able to take the call at that time, we just reschedule it, no big deal. The biggest thing is we have you on the calendar already, at least for a tentative, and we can attempt to get it done at that point, right?
Okay. And then
I mean, having to reschedule, that's never a problem.
Okay, so I have you for 11 tomorrow, and so if we weren't able to do, just because we do have like a lot going on right now and some of the other stuff we're doing. If we weren't able to, so would I pay you today? Do I pay you after we start the, you know, after the tutorial or how does that work?
No, so the way it works is, yeah, the very first thing we do is we set up the account right now. We'll process the payment. You're going to get all the information that you're going to need for your onboarding call, right? Which is going to give you like the informational packet where you'll fill out for your Google business profile. Some of your personal information will let you know the information that we'll need. As long as you have that for your onboarding call the next day, which is like I said, a business card. They may ask for some pictures of verification. Things that you're already going to have on hand, right? It's not, you really don't even have to be in front of a computer for this call. You could be on the phone. We're just going to get the specifics from you and tie it all in together, right? So that way we can get started on the account.
Okay, so true. So I have my insurance. I have everything else set up. I really don't have any business cards. That's one thing I don't
have. Well,
that's
fine. I mean, without a business card, we'll just use the business, like the license and insurance and things like that, and they'll verify it from there. I mean, that's not a problem. You have a brick and mortar, so your verification is going to be pretty easy. I mean, that's not going to be a problem for us. The biggest thing is really just right now, we're already at the end unless you have any questions. I mean, what I do is go through your voice verification. It's going to outline the service agreement with us. If you have any questions, I'll answer them for you. And then at the end of that, we just set up your billing. I mean, I already have all your profile information as far as your hours operation. We already know the services you're offering and obviously your radiuses, which we're going New York City to the Hamptons.
Okay.
All right. So if you're ready, I can go ahead and start with the voice verification.
All right.
Okay. Now, with this one, like I said, do you have any questions? Just feel free to slow me down and ask me. That way I get them answered for you, okay? All right. Now, Kevin, this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you, okay? I'm going to go over your cancellation terms and any fees that will be associated. That way you can have that understanding. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
We're a insurance company that sells business insurance, and we'd like to get into some other insurance types.
Yeah, but just state the name of your business for me.
Okay, so property and casualty insurance business.
Okay, so it's going under not strategic insurance, property.
Oh, the name of the bit, strategic insurance.
Yeah. Just the name of the business.
So the name of this, because we have the name of our corporation is different from the name of the business.
For sure.
Okay, so strategic insurance solutions, NY. Okay.
All right, now please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Bernstein, president.
All right. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, let's see here. To get results as fast as possible, Kevin, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Okay. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, to the best of my ability, yes.
Okay. Now, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts, and I'll do you one better. As soon as we're done, I'll text it out to you so that we have it on file, okay? Now, Kevin, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? So you have three options, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what would be that answer?
Port Jefferson.
Port Jefferson. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain that to me a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So remember I was talking about how other companies, now that you're getting your first start in digital marketing, are going to start calling you and telling you, offering you this service, that service, things like that. So we're going to have a very specific algorithm set in for your business profile to make sure you're on that first page. So if somebody's calling you saying, hey, we want to market you in this way or that way, just give me a call and say, hey, Dave, this is what they're offering me. It sounds like a good idea. And then I'll go ahead and take a look at it. And if it's not anything that we're already doing for you or won't mess with any of the algorithms we have, I'll let you know, hey, feel free. You know, it sounds like a good idea. Or if it is, I'd also let you know, like, hey, it's also going to affect what we're already doing for you. So it wouldn't be the best idea. So basically, just keep me in the loop. You know what I mean? If anybody's going to try to dabble in this area of your business for you.
Okay.
So now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include the business license, proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. because failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of activating the account. Okay. So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, Dave.
It's okay. Yeah, just remember how we're talking about we may need like the business license or a picture of the brick and mortar, things like that for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so if we're just asking if you can kindly submit those within the first 7 days, so about a week of signing up today, if you can get those over to us, that'd be great. If you already have them, we'll take it tomorrow. You know what I mean? No big deal.
Okay, cool. So it's just I'm emailing them or...
Yeah, you can email them to us, so we'll get all that info to you. Like tomorrow on the onboarding call, we'll tell you exactly how to submit them. We'll even walk you through if you need it, right? Because the first thing we're going to do is send you out the information that you'd have to fill out before we need those, right? So as long as we get those, you know, during onboarding or within the first 7 days, we'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on August 14th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the amount of $249. That would be your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
And that's after 2 months, you said?
Yeah, so it's a 2-month verbal agreement. So basically, I'm just saying, hey, give me 60 days to show you exactly what we can do. Since we're verifying the profile and we're optimizing you, getting you to the first page, give us 60 days to show you everything that we can do. I'm on a verbal agreement. And then anytime after that, I mean, it's just 3 business days before your next billing is due. I mean, for any reason, if you have any issue before that, since it is a verbal agreement, I mean, it's not like you're signing a contract or anything. Just give me a call. You know, I'll figure out. We'll get resolved with whatever's going on, and we'll make sure that we're taking care of you properly. Now, I don't foresee any situations because they hardly ever pop up. But in the event they do, I'll take care of you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. So after 2 months, if I'd like to, then I can go ahead and call up and cancel before the next billing cycle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see here. I got that one set up. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up this other page here. Okay. Now what I'm going to do real quick is I'm sending you over my customer service number as well as my extension. Can you receive text messages on that phone or are you on an office phone?
I receive text messages on this phone. I actually put your name and your extension.
Along with
the 877. I already have, and I put local splash David, so I have it in here.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and set up this profile. Let's see here. Where is it at? Okay. All right. So let's see here. Now we're going to go into service radius. And we're going to turn this off. Okay. Just bear with me here while I'm setting up your profile.
But Dave, just a quick side question while he's doing that. If you can hear me.
What was that, partner?
Just a quick question. So I have a GoDaddy right now and all that. I would get rid of all that, right? You guys would take over everything?
Yeah, for sure. Now, question. Do you own your domain? Thank you for bringing it up.
I believe so. I would have to check with my partner, but I believe so.
Okay. So if you, I know Jason said he owns a lot of domains. So if it's with Jason, I'm sure you own the domain. He was telling me a bunch of different ones that he owns, right? So if that's the partner you're talking about, I'm pretty sure you do. If not, well, then I guess we'll see. But if you own the domain, perfect. We can use your domain. We'll set it all up. If you don't own the domain, no worries. We're going to buy it out on your behalf regardless. And we'll build that website for you within the first 7 to 14. What I will need, I'm going to make sure that I pull the website and tag it in here on the account. Because, let's see here. Is there anything specific on the website that you just love the feature, you want to make sure whatever rebuild is going to have it there?
Let me see. My partner did put like a couple things that he wrote. Let's see, like our strategic insurance solutions. Our mission is to provide exceptional insurance solutions. So I guess maybe some of the things that we say here, pretty much, you know, especially basically the top paragraph that's there, like our mission.
Okay, so mission statement for sure. And obviously, I mean, we're going to put in a mission statement, a call to action, you know what I mean? Just as far as features go, you know, we will add an AI chatbot in there, so you don't have to worry about that. It'll greet your customers. But if there's anything like payment features that you have, any type of links, are you doing online quotes?
See, we don't have any of that set up.
Okay.
None of that set up. We were really going to just take this in the direction of utilizing our networks, but you know, like I said, Jay is really pressing me to do this, so I'm doing it
for sure. Okay, so then what I'm going to do is I will have something put together for you where we can take customer information or maybe do some online quotes. Now that may take a little bit of coordination between you and the website team, because I mean, depending on how intricate it may be as far as figuring out algorithms, things like that. So we'll definitely see what we can do there for your quote system. But I'm going to tag this here as a feature that you may be interested in for your website. Let me see here. We have our call to action, our mission statements. We're going to have our AI chatbot. Okay. If you want any payment links, you can just let us know as well. All right. Okay, so the next thing we'll do is we'll get into the billing information. Now, let's see here. The billing address that we're going to have on file. Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Maybe you didn't hear me. I was saying we're going to go ahead and move on to the billing information now. Can I get the billing address that we're going to have a file for you?
Yeah. So it's the same as the – pardon me. Sorry. Same as the company strategic. Okay. So the address is – are you ready?
Yes, sir.
625 Middle Country. Wait, actually, no, hold on. Let me just make double check with that.
Okay.
No, I just had to double verify because we have two suites here. I wanted to make sure it was the right one. Okay, so the address is 625 Middle Country Road, Suite 100C, Coram, NY, 11727.
Six 625 Middle Country Road, Suite 100C. That's in Coram, New York, 11727.
Correct, David.
Okay. And is that going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Ready when you are?
4246-3154-3985-7820.
Okay. And your expiration month?
It is 3/30.
March 30. Okay. Security?
Security is 580.
Okay. Now 1 second while that updates. Now I got to get over and get your calendar invite sent out.
Oh, and David, is it possible, so one of my partners has a 12 and 11 also isn't looking too great. Could we do 1 o'clock EST? Is that possible?
Yeah, for sure. 1 o'clock your time. So that puts us at, let me see, 1, 12, 10 a.m. our time. Yep, perfect. I have one open for you. Okay. Let me get that scheduled in. 10 a.m. Now, you should have received automatically some messages to
646-965-3004. Let me see. We got... Local Splash, please click on the link. Should I click it?
Yeah, for sure.
I got another one. Says, Local Splash, Kevin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click to accept subscription terms. If you have any questions, click. I agree. Acknowledge. Okay. Agreed, receive SMS sent to my phone. Certify that I'm authorized holder. Acknowledge that the payment are automatic and recurring. Your name, Kevin Burson. To agree, electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below. I guess because I'm not using cap lock. Apologies. Oh, no. Because you put my name as BU. It's B-E-R.
Oh, it's B-E, isn't it? B-E-R.
Yeah, it's the Jewish one.
Gotcha. There you go. I just updated it for you.
All right. So, let me go back. I should get a new link.
Well, not if you already signed it with the way that it was before. I mean, that's good to go, right?
I didn't because it wouldn't let me because I identified the name was wrong. I can sign it with that if it, you know. All right, so just put that name and you have it. You'll have it there in the. Slash is another one. All right, we'll go with that one. You're logging to your local Splash. Have to wait too many usernames and passwords, David. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Please click here. So, all right, so I'm just gonna put the BU. Okay, bring your business to the next level. Pardon me.
Not everything.
Should I put my personal phone number for this or the business number here? Bring your business to the next
whichever one you want to get communication from us from.
You know, I have Umi or whatever set up so to forward the calls to me. I just have to set that up. I'm just going to have it sent to the office phone for now.
Okay.
So let me put that in.
And then I'll need that number too, because I'm going to put that here on my side as the best number to contact you for communication.
Can I give you both my personal on that, or?
Yeah, for sure. You just give me the one that you prefer better first, and then I'll put the other one as a backup.
All right. So I want to use the 631-933-1150.
Okay.
And then my personal is 646-965-3004.
And then back to, are you wanting to list anybody as a user on the account? I know we had spoke about it, but we hadn't specifically named anybody yet.
Hold on a second. I might have Jay as a user on the account.
Okay.
But Jay is a user on the account, not you.
Jay is a what?
A user on the account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put Jay as a user on the account.
Okay. We got Jason. Let's see here.
This is message, bring your business to the next level. It says to put a message. What message? What kind of message?
What do you mean? Explain that to me.
I went to Local Splash and saying, maybe this is for me to try and set up without having, leading to, yeah, I don't think I need to do this.
Yeah, no, it's probably just like, that's might be one of our AI chatbots greeting you, seeing if you need help or if you want to send us a message.
Yeah, I think it's after I, fulfilled the agreement or whatever. So I'm just going to ignore that for now.
All right, let's see here. Jason. Now, so that way I don't got to go pull up the other account. You got Jason's phone number on hand?
I do. It is 951-235-7886.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we're all set up. I went ahead and I sent out your onboarding call, your invite. You should have received that one already at kevin@strategicinsuranceny.com. So you can confirm that one for me when you got a chance. Now, tomorrow we will be on the phone at that time. Whenever you have an opportunity before then and now, you can just go through the T's and see the terms and conditions. That way we can get that one taken care of for tomorrow. And other than that, man, you're all set up. Welcome to Local Splash. You know, I'm real excited for this partnership.
Where are the terms and conditions at? If this one. Is that what I just saw?
Let me see. They might have been stimulated. Hold on one second.
It's got Local Splash terms of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I signed that. I believe I signed that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure. Relax.
Is that a Frenchie?
Actually, he is a poodle. He's a miniature poodle. He's a red poodle.
Nice. I could tell it was a smaller breed, you know, by the breeding. I have a Frenchie, and I've always been a dog lover myself, so.
I had a Shorty Bull. He was one of my favorite dogs. All right, so the name's, like, really wrong, though, the Bernstein. It's B-U-R-N-S-T-I-E-N. It's B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. So I'm signing it, like I said, I signed it. But it's just
I need to update that. Yeah, no, I need that. I need that done right. Okay, so Brian, ST. You said IEIN.
Sign in with your credentials now, username, password. Are you going to provide me with that, or how do I set that up?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be for your dashboard, right? So that one's going to go live for you tomorrow after our onboarding call, because right after that, you know, within the next few days, you're going to start seeing your emails coming through. Your Yelp is now live. Your Bing is now live. You know, all those and so on. And so that's when it's going to have information to transmit, right? Right now, there's no information for it to transmit, so it's not live yet. Once we put all the info in there for it to connect to, then you'll have information to see. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I believe I sent you, let me check.
Turkey, black pepper, bacon.
Yeah, and then can I get turkey?
Oh, yeah, I see it. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Yeah, so you can use this username and password. That's going to log you in. Right now, you won't see too much info yet. But what I'm going to send you is, because I haven't done it yet, let me see. Oh, yeah, I did. It was the very first one I sent you, the video example of our client dashboard. That's going to pretty much be, it's 4 minutes, and it'll give you a tutorial. So as soon as everything goes live for you, you know exactly how to operate that, okay? Deb, you still there?
You're on mute. You're on mute. Yeah, I said I'm going to look at the video with my other partner when we get a moment in a little while. And are you calling Jason right now? Just so I know if I should not call him right now.
Yeah, I'm going to call Jason right now. As soon as I'm going to finish up with yours, and then I just got to finish up notating the account right now. We get off the line. I don't want to hold you here while I'm doing it, right? There's really no point. I got everything I need. Then I'll be back on the line with you tomorrow, 11 a.m. For your
I'm
sorry. Yeah, it's 11 a.m. my time, 1 p.m. your time. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir. So, okay, I got you. I lived in Alabama too, you know. So I'm
yeah, I got you.
I lived in L.A., so all over the. I've done the. It's,
oh, so you've been everywhere from the west to the east and the middle.
Yeah,
United States.
And then my friends live in like Asia and stuff, so it's like, you know, we're used to doing. And then my business partner talks to India, so it's just like a lot of time zones.
Nice.
The time zone. So, all right, Dave, we appreciate you, man.
For sure, Kev. Okay, so we'll catch up tomorrow. I'm going to finish up here, and then I'll be back on the line with Jason.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, yes, sir. Talk to you.